creating control. The money you invest and risk as the owner of a private business is your own. If you have outside investors, you have a fiduciary responsibility to manage their investment well, but you are able to control the management of the investment as well as access to insider information. Buying control. In addition to building a business on your own, you may become an inside investor through buying a controlling interest in an existing company. Buying a majority of the stock in a company allows you to acquire the controlling interest. Remember that as you increase the number of investor controls you possess, you continue to reduce your risk in the investment. That is, of course, if you possess the skill to manage the investment properly. If you already own a business and wish to expand, you may acquire another business through merger or acquisition. The important issues in mergers and acquisitions are far too numerous to explore here. However, it is very important to seek competent legal, tax, and accounting advice before any purchase, merger, or acquisition to make sure such transactions are done properly. To move from being an inside investor to an ultimate investor, you must decide to sell a portion or all of your business. The following questions may help you in your decision process. Are you still excited about the business? Do you want to start another one? Do you want to retire? Think about your business itself. Is it profitable? Is it growing too rapidly for you to handle it? Also consider your funding. Does your company have large capital funding needs that can best be met through selling stock or through selling to another business? Don't forget about the work involved in the sale. Can your individual focus be diverted from the daily operations of the company to negotiate a sale or public offering without hurting the operations of the company? Finally, consider the possibility of what happens when you retire from the business. If your business is strong, can you pass it on to your children or other family members? Are there well-trained and managerially strong family members, children, to pass it on to? Many inside investors are extremely happy running their businesses and investment portfolios. They have no desire to sell a portion of their business through a public or private offering, nor do they want to sell the business outright. This is the type of investor that Rich Dad's son Mike has become. He is very content running the financial empire that he and his father built. How I did it. As Rich Dad predicted, I found my financial freedom as an inside investor. I started small, buying real estate as a sophisticated investor. I learned how to use limited partnerships and corporations to maximize the tax savings and asset protection. I then started several companies to gain additional experience. With the financial education I learned from my rich dad, I built businesses as an inside investor. I did not become an accredited investor until I found success as a sophisticated investor. I have never considered myself a qualified investor. I do not know how to pick stocks and do not choose to buy stocks as an outsider. Why would I? Being an insider is much lower risk as well as much more profitable. I share this with you to give you hope. If I can learn to become an inside investor through building a company, then so can you. Remember that the more controls you possess over your investment, the less risky it is.